professor is proud of his former student, and the College of Education is off to a great start in 2020. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Buddy Pearson, News and Communications Director. Thanks for joining us here on the first episode of Tennessee Tech Today in 2020, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening with students, faculty, staff, research, and events on campus. By now, I'm sure you've heard that former Tennessee Tech football player and Tech alum Jake Hoot was the winner of Season 17 of The Voice. Hoot claimed the top prize in December and has been enjoying his newfound fame and fortune. But he hasn't forgotten where his home is or who supported him all season. Last week, Hoot played a free concert at the Eblen Center with thousands of fans turning out to show their support. One of those fans was Stephen Fry, a professor in interdisciplinary studies who is Hoot's advisor. So to see one of your former students being welcomed back by 7,000 people and performing a concert at Tennessee Tech, kind of saying thank you, not only to his fans, but to Tennessee Tech, that's got to make you feel good.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It was fun to watch Jake, actually, to see how excited he was, surprised. You know, I was actually upstairs when he opened up the curtain to see the line outside. And it was just, it was amazing to see him really blown away. Because I don't think he really expected that. And I think that's one of the really special things about him is he really continuously doesn't expect it. People to respond to him like they do. And somebody asked me in another interview, they asked me if they said, did you think he would, when you knew him back then, did you think he would do this? And you know, that's a hard question because you can't foresee that, but when you think about what it takes to become that, you know, that kind of work ethic, that being prepared when the surprise happens in life, he's that kind of guy. I mean, you know, anybody that can walk on a Division I football team, having never played football at all, and eventually win a scholarship. I've worked with ballplayers for a long time, and guys that were really good in high school can't walk on and get a scholarship. And to start from point zero and get to that point, it's the same, to me, it's the same personal ethic. It's the same resilience that you have to be a musician and to continuously wonder if you're good enough. And people are very willing to tell you you're not. I'm married to a musician, you know, so people are very willing to say, you don't really have it.
When did your path and Jake's path first cross here at Tennessee Tech?
I was working with the School of Interdisciplinary Studies, and he transferred majors over to us, 2011, I believe. And I ended up working with him for 3 years as an advisor. So we met every semester, talking about his schooling, and he did really well in our major. You know, he was very successful. He was, I was looking at the other night, you know, and he was on the dean's list every semester except the first one he was with us. And, you know, did really well playing football, going to school. And I think that our major worked really well for him, you know, because in our major you pick two focus areas and create a major.
Right.
And, you know, he was interested in teaching and learning. He had a background and spoke Spanish, you know, so he was able to put together education and Spanish and put together a very workable major for him that also worked with all the demands he had on his life at that time period.
Sure.
And he flourished pretty well in our major. It was kind of fun to watch.
We'll talk about interdisciplinary studies, you know, as a whole and just how somebody like Jake can come in here and, you know, really use their talents and to be able to, you know, find their major and then eventually graduate and go on.
Okay. I often describe interdisciplinary studies as like two minors make a major. It's a little oversimplification, but people choose two areas of focus and they combine those together to create this personalized major. They do a senior capstone project that draws both of those things together, both of those areas together. And we've seen that there are a lot of students that this really helps them kind of play to their strengths, learn the things that they really truly desire to learn. And it works for lots of different students too. Students who really struggle with scheduling, you know, like for example, you know, him playing football. We don't have tons of football players and tons of athletes, but it does work for some of them. People that are working a full-time job, adult students. We have a lot of different populations of students. But it seems to work for them because the flexibility of the major allows, say, for example, to say, well, there's no way I can get this course in my major. Well, we can work with someone and say, well, we can work another type of course to kind of fill that gap in your education. But sometimes the flexibility really helps students. And a lot, and we meet students who maybe they don't know exactly what they want to do. They have interest areas. We can kind of help them, you know, create something. Like, for example, we work with students who say they wanted to go to a graduate school that we don't have a prep type of program for. You know, we've been able to look at the graduate requirements, make sure they meet all the graduate requirements and all the things that will get them into that school, and then also build a knowledge base to prepare them for that. And the flexibility of being able to work in two different areas helps them out a lot.
And I know everybody that comes through interdisciplinary studies isn't going to go on to the fame of a Jake Hoot, but there are a lot of success stories that come out of interdisciplinary studies just because of the flexibility that you all offer.
Oh, absolutely. We work with so many different types of students. We work with traditional students, some who've really kind of had a hard time finding their way, maybe change majors a couple times, and we'll help them work a path toward graduation. Sometimes we work with students who were in an area and they get very close to the end and realize that's not what I want to do. And so we can help them finish their undergraduate degree and prepare for graduate school as opposed to going back and starting over at something. We have students that something, everything here doesn't meet exactly what they want, but they want to come here. Well, because it's a great school. So we can kind of work with them and do that with them. We have non-traditional students whose schedules don't work really well with tech schedule. And so we can work and build something for them. We have off-campus students that we have seven sites off-campus that we have created a way for them to finish their degree where they live. You know, they're place-bound. They have jobs. They can't just quit their job and come to tech. So we can help them finish a tech degree in Scott County or Lawrenceburg or Oak Ridge, McMinnville. We even do one here in the area for non-traditional students. I'm trying to think of other groups we have. We have so many. A lot of people don't know this, but this past year we were the third largest graduating major on campus.
Really?
Yeah. Mechanical engineering was first. Education was second. We were just a couple behind education. Okay. So, yeah, we graduated 136, 137 last year.
Okay.
That's a lot of graduates in one major.
It is.
And so we're kind of that best kept secret in some ways.
Yeah.
But we've seen people have really successful experiences. Like, for example, one of our McMinnville students, non-traditional, was in our program. When she finished her degree, she'd been working at a plant for a bunch of years. When she finished her degree, she became the plant manager of that plant.
Wow.
She didn't have a degree, so she wasn't able to move into that position.
Right.
We just had that happen again with another student who was in our program in Tullahoma who finished, and now he's manager of an automotive plant in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he was working there without a degree. Very sharp, very competent, but didn't have that degree he had to have to take that next step.
Wow.
I remember talking to Tony Baker in education one day, and he said this thing to me that I've kind of adopted. You know, what can you do with a degree in interdisciplinary studies? People ask that question. The response is, well, what can't you do with that? Because the flexibility allows you to do all kinds of possible things.
And how many people are in the, how many students do you have in interdisciplinary studies right now?
Around 300 majors.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're a pretty significant size program.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add as far as interdisciplinary studies or Jake Hoot?
About Jake, you know, he's that kind of guy that when you see him in an interview, the real guy is that same guy.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to talk to the other voice contestants who were here and to see their deep appreciation for him and think they were in a competition together.
Yeah.
But you could tell they didn't live it as a competitive thing. They really connected. And I've met so many people that feel that way about Jake. People say, oh, yeah, I met him on the street, and he just made me feel important.
Yeah.
And And I'm really excited to see that continue because I don't see that changing in him. And some people, something like this really gets in your head and you become a different person. And I think he's really well-grounded, and he is in many ways. And I think he really has the stuff to take that next step. And I look forward to, as a college, supporting him in that process. You know, we put a billboard up on Jefferson when he was in the show, and we just want to know, want him to know that we appreciate him and we stand behind him. He's one of our family.
Steve Fryley, former advisor of Jake Hoot and current professor in interdisciplinary studies. Thank you so much for being with us on Tennessee Tech today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, the College of Education has always been one of, if not the top producer of teachers in the state of Tennessee. With a commitment to produce and mentor more teachers than ever, the College of Education has some big plans in 2020. And joining us now is Julie Baker, the Associate Dean of the College of Education. Of course, it is spring 2020, and what is going on in the College of Education coming up in the spring?
Okay, so we have a lot going on this spring. We hosted a group of the Upper Cumberland Director Study Council, and so almost 20 districts, it's the directors of schools from all of those districts, and they meet once a month or so, and we always try to attend that meeting. But we wanted to pull together that group plus another group from the Highlands Initiative that's facilitated by the Chamber of Commerce here in town. Lillian Hartgrove and Caitlin Sawyers are critical in pulling together that group. Jerry Boyd's the chair of that one. And so we've been working with that group, this Education Pathways group, for about a year now. And so pulled together both of those groups yesterday to talk about Grow Your Own initiatives. We invited Sean Imperatrice, who is the chief academic officer at Clarksville Montgomery Schools, to come and talk to us about some just this initiative that they are working on in Clarksville Montgomery Schools with Austin Peay and a few other ed prep providers that has to do with a residency model where they are focusing on using teacher assistant positions to really to grow teachers in their school district and really recruit teachers. And so he came and spoke with us, and you know, there was a lot of talk about how we can apply some of the things that they're doing to our Upper Cumberland schools and districts. And so we really wanted to kick off the semester with just a lot of ideas and generating you know, ways that we can recruit and retain high quality teachers in the Upper Cumberland. We know that's important, and our Upper Cumberland district started this year off with, you know, a number of vacancies in all of their schools. And so it's important to us because we are really working on their pipeline.
Yeah.
They're a part of that too, but this pipeline process, you know, it's, we have to work together on it. And so we are kicking off, and we announced this to them yesterday, an initiative that we call Teachers Rock. And it's really a way to work with our partner districts, but also recognize teachers and the importance of the profession and really change the narrative of the teaching profession and turn it into something positive. There's a lot of negativity surrounding the profession, a lot of teachers who are frustrated with that, and we really want to turn that around. And so some things that we rolled out to the directors yesterday, some ways that we could help. And I'll tell you just really quickly, another reason why we're doing this is it's projected that by 2025 that across the nation we'll face a shortage of over 200,000 teachers.
Wow.
And so that's coming, and we don't want to wait until that happens, right, before we start working to do something about that. And so, you know, that shortage is seen across Tennessee. There was a survey from the Tennessee Organization of School Superintendents that came out in the fall, where they gave some Tennessee statistics, but then even more specific to the Upper Cumberland, there were over 10 districts that began the school year in last fall in the Upper Cumberland, over 10 districts who had vacant positions when they began the school year. And so those are the kinds of needs that we are really focused in on meeting for our Upper Cumberland districts. And so some things that we talk to them about, add-on endorsements, because that's a pretty quick route to get teachers, and they can pick their really good, high-quality teachers, and we can help them get licensed in other areas that might be a higher need than where they currently are teaching. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing that we talked to the directors about, and we've kind of changed up our program, simplified some ways for teachers to get those add-on endorsements. The early post-secondary opportunities, that's something that we've been working on for several years. Those are the dual enrollment, the dual credit opportunities that students have. Something as simple as taking the CLEP exam is an early post-secondary opportunity for those students. The districts are required to have so many opportunities for their students, and so they're looking for ways. Mm-hmm. But we really believe that that's a way to start getting the word out about teaching as the profession into the schools earlier and get those high school students and middle school students on our campus, get them involved in dual enrollment opportunities where they're learning about teaching as a profession earlier in their career, so that they're choosing teaching as a profession. Basically, we can get them locked in earlier, and start having those conversations earlier. So those EPSOs, which are just a hot topic right now, teachers as recruiters, this is something that we really want to highlight. You know, we think that teachers are the most important. They play a really important role in recruiting high quality, new educators to the profession. They are with students every day. They see these high school students in their classrooms, and they know which students have the potential to be really good educators. And so we want their help. And, we need them to talk to high school students and really promote the profession and have very meaningful conversations with high school students about how rewarding it is and how impactful it is and how much of an impact you can make on your community by being a teacher. And so we're rolling out this Teachers Rock initiative, and this Teachers as Recruiters. We have some postcards and some stickers that we're going to start getting out to teachers in the next couple weeks that says, hey, if you get us some names of some high school students, we're going to send you a Teachers Rock t-shirt. Yeah. We're going to send you a Tennessee Tech College of Education flag for your classroom. And so we want to do some things to reward them and just let them know that we appreciate their help in this initiative. And then the last thing that we talked about were these collaborative residency opportunities and how we can really think outside the box in recruiting young, high school students into the profession. One thing that we talked about is that so many of our students here at Tennessee Tech, they work 20 hours a week when they come, and they're still trying to help help buy food for their families and really have that income while they're in school, and that creates a challenge for them. And so what we talked about is the schools looking at teaching assistant positions and being able to hire students who are working as teacher assistants in a residency for 2 or 3 years while they are also working on their undergraduate program. And that helps all of us. It's providing an employment opportunity for our teacher candidates while they're going through their undergraduate program. It is giving those teacher candidates early experiences in the school, letting them get hands-on experience. It's providing another adult in the classroom with students. And so it's really a win-win for everybody. And so there's some logistics that we're trying to figure out, but we think that there are definitely some ways that we can use that as a recruitment tool, that we can use that to help the districts grow their own teachers in their schools, and really increase the number of teacher candidates that we recruit for them to be educators in their districts.
So with meetings like what you had with the directors and the Teachers Rock initiative, it just goes to show everybody that Tennessee Tech is at the forefront of education in the state of Tennessee, not just with the programs that you have, but by graduating the most education students throughout the state.
We really are. And so historically, over the past, probably 15 years, we've kind of been neck and neck with MTSU, but it goes back and forth between them and us. And of course, they have, their enrollment at MTSU is much larger than our enrollment at Tennessee Tech. But we do graduate a large number of of teachers. And we also, another number that we are proud of is there are more districts across the state of Tennessee who hire our graduates than any other ed prep provider in the state.
Wow.
And so that's a statistic that we're proud of. And so that goes to show, or I think that shows, how hard we work on our partnerships. You know, we are very committed to working with our partners across the state. We have over 50 partnerships, and those are state recognized. Like, we have to do paperwork for each of those partnerships. So those are state recognized partnerships. Mm-hmm. With over 50 districts across the state. And that's a huge number of commitments to keep up with.
Yeah.
But we think it's worth it because we think that that provides our graduates, our completers, with more opportunities to find employment, to go back home if that's where they want to go to teach.
And with all this going on, there's still a lot of other things that's going to happen in the College of Education this semester. Just tell us a little bit about some of the things that's coming up.
Yeah, sure. So in addition to the director's meeting that we had yesterday, we have our education fair, which is coming up in March, so March 10th. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. We already have about 30 employers who have signed up for that. We typically have between 50 and 60 who attend. And we have hundreds and hundreds of students who come to that event. We really encourage even our freshman students to come just to see what it's all about. But that is a very exciting event. We hold it in Memorial Gym, and those employers are hiring our students on the spot. And there's just a lot of excitement that happens. And we have teacher candidates who are in their last semester who come up to us and want to know, you know, hey, this school just offered me this job and I haven't even ever been there. Should I take it? And so, you know, lots of big decisions are made on that day, and the school districts and even some other companies who really want to hire our graduates attend that education fair. And like I said, it's just an exciting event to really recognize the hard work of our teacher candidates, because the employers are really fighting over them at that point.
Yeah. There's always something happening with the College of Education. Julie Baker, the Associate Dean of the College of Education, with us. Anything else you want to add?
Sure. We're doing some things around Teacher Appreciation Week toward the end of the semester, or Teacher Appreciation, not just a week or a day, but we have a big reception that we do. We have some awards that we give out to our local educators along with our future educators who are teacher candidates. And so we'll be doing some activities around that toward the end of the semester as well.
All right. Sounds good. Julie Baker with us. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And someone who knows a lot about how important Tennessee Tech's College of Education is to school districts in the Upper Cumberland and around the state is Tennessee Tech alum Tony Bowles, who is the director of Macon County Schools, and who was on campus this week for the director's meeting hosted by Tech. And Tony Bowles joins us now, the director of Macon County Schools. And what is going on here today with all these other directors of schools around the Upper Cumberland?
Well, buddy, we have a monthly meeting of all Upper Cumberland directors. We usually go to the Upper Cumberland core office and here, but with this month we were invited to come to Tennessee Tech and meet with them. And then other months we go to some of the different districts. Like next month we'll be meeting in White County, and we're going to meet at their new elementary school. So we get together to talk about what's going on in our district, because Upper Cumberland, we're rural. And, you know, the majority of the state of Tennessee is not, and the larger school systems in the state are, you know, are Metro Nashville, Memphis, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and we have to stick together as rural districts, because our demographics are different, our students are different, and our needs are different than the other districts. So we try to stick together and meet and collaborate and see what our problems are. And it's just a great group. I've been director of Macon County 6 years, and the majority of these directors now were here when I started, and they've been a great help to me. And we've got some new directors, and we just kind of take them under our wing and go on. But we're real thrilled to be here at Tech. We got a good partnership with Tech. They meet with us. Department of Education meets with us monthly as well. And that we have their ear. You know, if we have a problem with teacher candidates, or if we think there's some things they need to do to prepare their students for teaching, well, you know, we get that to them and they try to implement it.
As a Tennessee Tech grad, how big is it for Tennessee Tech to have a big role in the Upper Cumberland as far as education goes?
You know, it's very big, because, you know, as being in Upper Cumberland, you know, we try to we don't try to steer students toward Tennessee Tech, but if a student asks me, you know, where do you think would be the best place for me to go get into education or into or agriculture or engineering, I'm naturally going to tell them Tennessee Tech. My mother's a Tech graduate. I'm a Tech graduate. My wife is. One daughter, the other daughter went here 3 years and transferred, and I have a son that's a sophomore here now. So we're a Tech family, and it's a big deal to us, you know, Tennessee Tech. They're giving us some banners today, Tennessee Tech Department of Education, and they said, you know, you can put that in your school. I said, mine will wind up in an apartment over here on Quail Hollow Avenue with my son. But, you know, it's a great thing. It's good to have Tech this close, and we partner with them with some dual enrollment, dual credit classes. We have TAP class, which is teaching as a profession. That's for us to help to try to grow our own teachers, and Tech has been a great partner for us with that, as well as other schools in the Upper Cumberland.
And, you know, with a teacher shortage that we hear about, not just in the state of Tennessee, but nationwide, for a university like Tennessee Tech to keep trying to, you know, crank out teachers and send them out, man, I mean, it's got to help your district and the other districts.
It does. You know, Tech holds recruiting fairs for us to come to get applications and resumes on their students. We call, if we have an opening, we'll call Tennessee Tech, you know, hey, do you have anybody that might fit our bill? They have sent us some teachers, and we have three teachers right now that live in Putnam County, but they drive to Macon County to school. We host student teachers in Macon County. We feel like in Macon County, if we can get them in our school system, they can be there a year, we've got a good chance of keeping them. And that's worked out for us well in the last 6 years since I've been director.
All right, Tennessee Tech alum and director of Macon County Schools, Tony Bowles, with us. Tony, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Tech basketball teams have begun the Ohio Valley Conference portion of the season. The Tech women's team is off to a great start, knocking off Austin Peay earlier this week in their OVC home opener to start conference play at 3-0. The Tech women have won 6 in a row and now have a 10-4 record overall. The Tech men, under first-year head coach John Pelfrey, well, they've gotten off to a rough start, dropping their first 3 OVC games and posting a 3-13 overall record. The men and women are at home on Saturday night, hosting OVC rival Murray State at the Eblen Center. Tip-off is at 5:30 for the women and approximately 7:30 for the men. Well, that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody.